We're going to go down to the Elks dressing room and Jamie Elizondo joins us now. Jamie, how surprised are you at what you saw tonight, comparing it to what you saw on Monday?
Yeah, disappointed. Disappointed in myself. I didn't feel like I called a very good game, and we didn't execute offensively. We got knocked back quite a bit, and there was a lot of pressure, a lot of noise around Trevor, and we didn't execute, but I'll take responsibility for this one.
Timing just seemed off, especially early in the game offensively. You guys, we talked about up here, it seemed like when you make a play, then you take a penalty or something else would happen, and it was one step forward, two steps back, it seemed all night.
Yeah, that's how it felt, even when the defense, and I thought the defense played absolutely great. I was really proud of them. They kept us in the game. They gave us multiple chances, and we didn't take advantage of them, and that's the most disappointing part.
What was, you think, the Stampeders' biggest adjustment to you defensively compared to what you were able to, or what you saw on Monday?
They got a lot more pressure on us than they did in the first game. That's number one. They played, mixed in some softer coverages, but we were behind the chains the whole night. It's hard to convert in this league when you're 2nd and 15, 2nd and 12, and we were just in 2nd and long way too much tonight. Our productivity on first down was what hurt us.
Jamie, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.